Welcome to Talking WoW, the podcast where we talk about World of Warcraft, believe it or not. My name is Tom, and today we are going back to talk about pandas. Yes, pandas, because under development right now is WoW Remix, Mists of Pandaria. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. Not just for that reason, but also we have a wonderful guest here to reminisce about the mists themselves. And that is a recurring guest, Dusty. Welcome back. You are really racking up the guest appearance on the show, but it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Gentlemen, I am so excited to be here today. And I reached out to you guys and said, hey, listen, I have not been this excited. I think that's what I said about something in WoW in a long time. And I wasn't exaggerating. This is really exciting to me. I love it coming off Plunderstorm. And I'm just happy to be here chatting with you, gentlemen.
And also, we've got my co-host of Talking WoW, Marty. Hey, hello down there.
Hello. My appearance today is a little bit of a remix.
It is indeed. And, well, I mean, where do we start with this, Dusty? Where do we start with this? Because, again, we've seen it with Plunderstorm. We're getting these announcements out of left field almost that are taking us by surprise. Let's just start with some initial reaction then. How did this make you feel?
This caught me off guard. I mean, big time. It shouldn't have because of what they just did with Plunderstorm, but Holly Longdale said on Twitter that, hey, you PvE people, don't worry, we got you covered. And she wasn't wrong. I kind of got my head around what I think this is going to be, but until I jump into it, I'm really not going to understand the full kind of what it is. Like, being able to create a character, go from 10 to 70, like, they say it's accelerated leveling, but, like, how accelerated? Are we talking, like, 10 hours as opposed to 20? Are we talking, like, 5 hours? Like, if we're talking the leveling is super accelerated, you get to keep the character, get to keep all the transmog, there's a new currency, you get to buy it. I mean, I don't know. There's so much to wrap my head around that I believe this is just the beginning of what they could do. And honestly, I want to kind of talk to you guys about this. I really believe a lot of this stems from what they're doing with Season of Discovery, right? Like, they're learning that people love this new and unique thing. They're adding all these new fun things to something that already exists. And it's making it even better because you're already in the comfort zone of WoW, but you get to do new fun things in WoW. So that's kind of my initial thoughts, but I'd love to hear what you guys are thinking.
I think when I saw the announcement, I was sort of like, what is this? We're going back? Is this like, I don't think I fully understood what it was. And I think I was sort of like, not really, I don't know what to think about this, I think was my initial reaction. But I also were like, all right, my initial reaction to Plunderstorm was like, this is not for me. And I ended up enjoying it immensely. So I think I quickly just took the stance that, yes, this is cool. This is something new. They're trying something new and I'm here for it. And I want to jump into it and see what it is.
I purposely let Marty jump in before me there just to talk because I want to move the fog away from your island, Dusty and Marty, because I actually jumped on to the PTR and I've played a little bit of this, so I actually know a little bit more about what's going on. So, little spoiler alert, obviously, just to, you know, get some clarity on things and, you know, some inner peace with regards to what's going on here. But yeah, like you say, you'll make a character, you'll jump on your character creation screen, and it's very reminiscent of like Diablo, Dusty, as well. You know, if you're playing like a season in Diablo where it's like, hey, do you want to make this a seasonal character or do you want to play just general? And you'll get the option to like click on that. You make your character and like you say, jump in, you're level 10. And something that I really, really like, and I think, you know, Marty talked about it in the Plunderstorm episode with the that feeling of disconnect of like, this is not really feeling like it's part of my main account or, you know, it feels very separated. What they've done here is when you first like go into this mode is you'll start off on the Timeless Isle and you'll start seeing some characters there from the Bronze Dragonflight, essentially being like, you know, you see Eternus there and they're basically saying, you know, without spoiling it too much for you, they're like, hey, we're going to explore this timeline again. And we're just going to see if we've missed anything. You know what I mean? So, you know, you go check it out. So they've got this like little thread to make it feel like actually this feels still part of like what we're doing, but it's just like a little side quest for the Bronze Dragonflight. That's how I interpreted it. And, you know, you do some tutorial stuff there. It really shows you the systems and some of the things you're going to work on. And yes, you bring up a great point, Dusty. Season of Discovery. It feels like this has like been inspired perhaps. And I know me and Marty were talking about it like off recording at some point, just like, I wonder if, like, at the time they were making Season of Discovery, was this also an idea, or did this come after? Like, what do you think?
I believe that, honestly, I think it came after. I think that if we were to ask them and they were to be completely honest with us, I don't think they realized how successful Season of Discovery was going to be. I think they wanted it to be good. They wanted it to be popular. And they probably thought in the back of their mind, it very well could be. But, I mean, we saw the numbers that came out this past month with all that drama, right, on YouTube about how YouTube is back at Legion numbers. And a lot of it is because of Classic and Season of Discovery. I believe this remix thing is going to have a slow burn. I think people are going to get in it. And I think you're going to see a lot of positive feedback from it. And it's going to just take off. I think that's what's going to happen. But I believe it was after. I believe they realized, like, okay, we're onto something here. This is something that we can do. I just think that, honestly, guys, what you mentioned about the Diablo comparison, I've been thinking this for a long time. What if WoW was seasonal like that? What if, you know, there were, in addition to the story and the raids and the dungeons and the leveling and the mythic pluses that we have, we had seasons that were going in tandem with that. And now we're doing a remix with Pandaria, but what if we did a Lich King remix, right? Where we go back and we do all this stuff and we get to level in Borean Tundra and we get to do all of these fun things, and you're kind of double dipping. You're getting the transmogs, you're getting the mounts, you're getting the rep, you know, all these things that you're getting, and then you have these new things kind of merging with it. I don't know. I think that it's the best of both worlds. Now, there will be some people who's like, man, this isn't for me. I don't want to go back and do something I've already done, be in places I've already been. But if the rewards are good enough and they make just enough changes, I think this could really be something, a really big deal and a really big transitional thing that happens in WoW's timeline. I think we may look back 5 years from now and say, oh, that WoW remix turned into this. And I really believe that's a big deal for WoW's future.
Feels like one of those big moments of, like, you know, the way Mythic Plus was in Legion. Like, that was a real, like, I don't think they expected it to be as big as it was. And this could be like another one of those moments as well. Let's fire this one over to Mr. 60 Alts Marty. Like, how do you feel about that, Marty? Because, yeah, you're going back, you're leveling more characters, and I know you have a lot of them. So, like, how does that make you feel?
I mean, I don't mind more alts. It's great for farming different, if you're after some specific things, it's great for farming because you get multiple lockouts for things. So I'm totally not against it. I just think that hearing Dusty talking about that he wants this to be like a seasonal thing, it's something. So my issue right now is that we have Season of Discovery, we have Hardcore, we have Normal Classic, and we have Retail WoW. And it's not that all of it is for me, but I would love to jump into some of it. And the recent example I have is Season of Discovery. I was like really hooked on that. That sounded like so good. So I jumped into it, and then right after the new season for Retail hit, and I was like, oh, Retail is my game. So my focus, we're all of a sudden, we're divided. What do I go to? What do I focus on now? And Retail, and I think Retail will always win. So Remix, cool idea. Do I want it in the beginning of a season? Nope, not at all, because I want Retail to be my focus, obviously.
And we probably don't want that like at the beginning of an expansion as well, right? Because it's like, that's a very special time and we're all going to be invested in that. So, you know, something I'm also envisioning now is like, this time right here that we're talking about, the time between expansions, where usually we're sort of twiddling our thumbs, Dusty, or we're loading up Star Wars The Old Republic. You know what I mean? We're just going through the motions and waiting for that new expansion. Maybe like this is the perfect time for these kind of events to take place and, you know, keep the player base engaged, you know, instead of them being like, oh, well, there's nothing to do. Hey, there might be some more offerings here.
And like, I could totally see it as an end of a season as well, because we, you know, we usually do have, you know, end of season patches, like you know, those 0.5, 0.7 patches, stuff like that. So it's totally something I could see towards the end of a season where everyone is a little bit, I got my Mythic Plus score, I've finished the raid, I need something else to do. So I think it would fit perfectly into slots like those.
Yeah, I completely agree with what Marty says with the fragmentation of it. I do agree that I don't think you'd want this during the beginning, but I think that if WoW figures out how to make Marty not feel that way, like if he feels that he's progressing when he's doing his Season of Discovery stuff in retail. And again, I don't know if there's a way to do this. I don't know. I don't have an idea, by the way. I'm just spewing out my thoughts of what I think of what Marty just said, because there's going to be a lot of people who have his feeling. But the thoughts of being able to do something in Season of Discovery and have that roll over or impact your retail stuff, like being able to think you're really improving your account and not just your character. That's one of the things about Final Fantasy XIV. I haven't played in forever, by the way. I tried to play recently and just wanted to go back to playing WoW. That's literally where I am right now. And so the one thing that game does is it's account-based. Every time you work on something, it's improving your account. All these like games that are on mobile and all these games that people like to play and they're so popular is because you're improving your account. And I think that I would love to see something like that. But I completely agree with what Marty's saying. But like, this is some really cool stuff, being able to take these gems, like these meta gems, and transforming the way a class plays. That's what has really been popular with Season of Discovery. But like being able to get like a Lifestorm gem in your Hunter, or a Thundering Orb gem, or whatever they're calling them. I'm looking at the website now. But it changes the way you level. It takes these old things and it changes completely how you go through Jade Forest.
It is so much fun. So I jumped into this on the PTR. I made a monk because I've never played as a monk before. And I made a Pandaren because I've never played a Pandaren before. And I thought this is a perfect opportunity to do this. And I know there's people out there that will be in the same position. There'll be people out there that never played Mystic Pandaren. And this is a great, great thing for them to be able to experience sort of a quick run through in a limited time event of what Mists of Pandaren was, without maybe, you know, Mists of Pandaren Classic, which will be a bit more stretched out. So I jumped in there, and yeah, you're getting these gems, you're upgrading some of your abilities, your stats, and coming across like these meta gems, and I got the Heroic Leap ability on my monk, and it's just so much fun. You're like, oh my god, this is a warrior ability, but I'm on my monk and I'm like jumping into mobs and I'm like punching them, and oh, it just feels really great. And there's various other abilities there as well that you can tinker around with and customize. And I think like that's going to be a lot of fun, just to, you know, decide how you're going to play your class as well. And like you say, very reminiscent of Season of Discovery, which people jumped into, and that sort of taking our classes but putting a bit of a different spin on them and doing things that we've maybe never done before and maybe we'll never do them again. But to me, that feels like, yes, let's just do that. Let's have fun. And if it's only in a, you know, a short space of time, this isn't a permanent thing. And I know, again, that's a totally other argument, but in some ways this just gives us a chance to try things out. And you can be sure if things in this actually work, they will find their way back into the game. And just to hint on your point as well, Dusty, about like improving your account, I really, really like the fact that after this is over, like your character will make its way back over to retail. It will obviously not keep these meta gems and your class could suddenly play differently, but you will keep things like the cosmetics that you've earned. As far as I'm aware, you will keep the reputation that you've earned there as well. And you're going to be accruing that at a much accelerated rate than you would do on retail. So it is going to give people just a chance to go back and experience all these things, do the lore master stuff in a way more fun environment, and, you know, do the things in the expansion that maybe they missed out doing in live, but doing it, you know, with a whole other server of people. And you're going to be jumping into raids when you're like level 25 if you want to. You know, you've got everything there. And honestly, like, yeah, I feel like the three of us are probably starting to dream of just like, oh, well, what if they start doing this with other expansions, Dusty? What if they do this with Shadowlands? You know what I mean? That's probably what you're thinking, right?
No, certainly not. I've heard you guys, both of you, talk about this on the podcast and other creators as well, about WoW has such a large playground to play with, but they only allow us to play with certain toys at certain times. And I would love to have them utilize all of these beautiful zones, all of these amazing raids and dungeons. And they're starting to do this, by the way, with the way they do the Mythic Plus rotation, putting in four old, four new, for the most, the majority of the seasons in the new expansion. But I would love to see them take all of these things, all these beautiful zones, these beautiful things, the characters they've made, and use something like Remix to allow us to play around with it, putting dragon riding races in these different zones and things that they've already done. I think we're seeing a big shift of, hey, this is how WoW should be. This is what we as developers think WoW is. And it's the old guard. Now we're moving to the new guard of, man, we got a lot of fun stuff we can do here. Let's utilize all this stuff.
Yeah, and I really feel like we can start to see that in how they're approaching things as well, that WoW has been a certain way for two decades almost. And one of the things that I think we saw just the beginning of at BlizzCon was exactly that it's new times. They're moving away from the systems that's been like that forever, and they're starting to look at it. What should it look like in the future? Like, just look at the warbands that it used to be per character. Now they're moving towards it being your account instead.
Zoom in onto me here, Marty. Times change.
Yeah. And I think it's just great to see that they're starting to look at how can we make new and better systems, and what's fun, and is this old system not fun any longer? It was probably the correct way to do things 20 years ago, but the world, a lot of things have changed in the past 20 years. So it's great to see that they're starting to look at things differently, being like, hey, what can we change and how can we change it up and what can we do better and how can we get rid of these old systems that doesn't really work anymore?
I think something we actually do have to thank Shadowlands for is probably this shift, because they've been very open recently, Blizzard, in talking about how Shadowlands didn't have like a very positive impact on the numbers and, you know, what it wasn't as well received, you know, eventually. They very open about the numbers very recently about, like, it wasn't a success. And why was that? And it was because of, you know, certain reasons. And Dragonflight came along and they definitely knocked a lot of those walls down. And it looks like, you know, with War Within and just outside of the general retail of WoW, that they are continuing to, like, experiment and to break these walls down. And, you know, Marty said about warbands, like, that is a system we probably... You know, 10 years ago, would we have been sitting here thinking that is something we might get? Probably not. You know, the game has always very much been about focusing on that one character or a couple of alts. But it is changing, you know, the way people are playing, the way people are consuming World of Warcraft. And now that there's just all these different pies as well, like, it's very clear that there's an offering there for, you know, almost every Warcraft player, and maybe even Warcraft players that stop playing, they'll come back into this now and be like, well, I want to do Classic, or I want to do Season of Discovery, or hey, this WoW Remix thing, that is like a perfect thing. I don't know if you guys agree, but a perfect thing to say to somebody like, oh, you haven't played for a while. Hey, look at this. Like, you can get a level 70 character really quickly, and you can go through all the quests through this old expansion. Maybe you played that expansion, maybe you didn't. But there's something, you know, comforting about it. I said to my fiance Amanda about it, and she was actually like, oh, that would be a really cool thing to do. And, you know, she's not playing that much WoW. And it's just like, yeah, I think there's going to be a really big appeal, and you can see the initial reaction from this. It's a little bit different from Plunderstorm, one might say.
Yeah, even new players, right? Like, this is a way you can capture a new audience of that. What if you told a new guy, hey, listen, you know, all you have to do is subscribe to the game. It's, you know, 12, 15 bucks a month or whatever, but you'll get access to this thing where you can level up characters super fast and get to go through one of the old areas in WoW's history, but with a new twist, with some new abilities and some new kind of quicker progression, which is what why you would not want to tell your friends about WoW is like, you're going to have to level through like 100 million levels and reputation. No, now you just get in there, you hop in, you get these new abilities, you get to level quickly, you get to keep the cool transmogs that you get along the way, and you can do it with someone who's been playing forever. Like, Tom can invite one of his buddies and say, hey, let's do this thing together and play together. And I just think that it's such a great way of doing it. I think that WoW realized in Shadowlands or whenever that, hey, we can't keep doing this the same way, because if we do, games like 14, games like New World, whatever's the new hotness at the time, is going to take over. But we want WoW to last another 20, another 40 years. And in order for that to happen, we've got to take advantage of all this history that we have, but do it in a new way to where we can really make use of all these things, but in a fun, inspired way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you look at retail as well, you've got something like Chromie Time, which is a continuing sore point, I think, that it's just not working. Like, it works to a degree, but it doesn't, right? So, like, if you've got new players coming in, and I feel it's still important to talk about new players or returning players, because there'll be people that haven't played since Wrath of the Lich King or something, and maybe they want to come back. And, you know, the Exile's Isle and how Chromie Time works, it's just still very clunky. It's like you still can't play through an entire expansion there on that unless you, like, turn off your XP at some point because you've started that expansion and you've only managed to do two zones. So it feels like with this WoW remix, at least, I don't know where that's going to go. Is it going to end up replacing Chromie Time? I'm shrugging my shoulders for the people who can't see me, which is everyone. It's just like, I don't think so. But if you have these events, at least you have ways to, you know, introduce people to some of the older story that's there, and they get to experience everything, and they get to experience it in a, you know, a concise package. They don't have to go do those massive rep grinds anymore, because, you know, even as someone that played through Mists and did all that stuff, heck, just let people come back, let people do stuff at accelerated rates and experience the story, because it's years ago, right? Like, there's questions about prestige and stuff about that, but, you know, I think when you're looking that far back, it's just like, let's open that up. There's so much there that you can use and tell stories and make it fun for players that have already experienced it too. Like, why not use that?
And maybe you can speak on this, Tom, because you were in the PTR for just a little bit, maybe, or maybe not, because you, depending on how much time you spent, WoW has a tendency, the development team, of like giving us a carrot but giving us only like half of it or just a bit of it. Like, if they're telling us right now this is accelerated leveling, I better be able to go 10 to 70 quickly. I mean, this better not be like, oh, accelerated leveling is like 20, 25. No, this better be, I get in, I can quickly, kind of like adventure mode in Diablo, I can get in and I can do this. And again, I don't know what a good sweet spot would be, but I want to see it to be super accelerated. I want to be able to do two or three characters to 70 through this event, right? And not make it feel like it's such a slog. So I hope they really not just dip their toes into this. I hope they go all in and allow us to really get those mogs, get those mounts. I'm so over the elitist people who are like, oh, you know, you shouldn't be able to get this mount. Fine. That's fine. Recolor it. Do it something different. I don't care. But allow us to really do this thing and go all in on this thing. And you're going to have so much more fun, and they'll play so much more of your game if you allow them to do these things and you're not keeping them gated by a level or whatever it may be.
How does 7 hours feel?
I love that. I think that'd be great.
That's the Marty number.
No, obviously we don't know for sure yet, but we do have someone we talked to that said that he did it in 7 hours. I don't know how ham he went on it either. So.
I'm about to say, is he a speed runner or is he, you know what I mean? Like a normal guy, like what would it take? You know, I'm just curious.
Yeah. I don't know. And we don't even know. It could also be that it's even more accelerated in this PTR test just so they can get people to 70. We don't know those numbers yet, but he did it in 7 hours. So, you know, that's a work day.
I will add to this point as well, you do get an item called the Cloak of Infinite Potential, which you will be powering up as you play this mode, and that will increase your, you know, your main one of your main stats. It'll increase your stamina, increase your crit, leech, mastery, versatility, all of it, and your experience gain. So as you're out in the world killing things, you might loot an item that suddenly goes, oh, you're going to get 1% more experience. So the more you play this, the more experience you will actually get, and that's going to be shared with all the characters that you make and play on this. So if you've done one character and on that character suddenly you have a 150% experience gain, when you start that next character, they're by default going to have that as well. And then as you play that, you'll get even more experience gain. So the more you play it, the more experience gain you will get as well. And from my initial thoughts of just playing it for a couple of hours, it seemed fairly well paced into the fact that I played for a few hours and I was almost level 20. And I was taking it quite slow, you know what I mean? So imagining people being a bit more focused with that, will be able to level up fairly quickly. And the rep gains seem astronomical. Like, I feel like you, based on the PTR right now, it would take you like at least a day or two to get exalted with factions in that as well. So everything seems very positive and very much in that mantra of time running, which this is. We ain't time walking, we ain't time crawling, we ain't time, what comes after that, lying in bed. We are time running, and we want to get that stuff as quickly as possible.
Looking through my reputation list, I am exalted with everyone, so yeah, not this time, next time maybe.
Yeah, there's a couple that I did the one for the water strider, obviously. I did the one for the fishing stuff, but there's a couple that I would love to get exalted. And some of those, I could think of some of the ones in Warlords of Draenor, like if they ever did this for what, like there's a couple of those where you had to get all that currency, whatever the Apex crystal crap was. I just quit, you know, when I got to Revered or whatever. I'd love to be able to piggyback some of those. But one thing that we haven't really talked about much yet, but I'm looking through kind of the bulleted list of things that it has here, is that there's going to be like a different currency. Like, have you experienced that any, Tom? Like, where you get different items and you can actually convert, it's called bronze, I guess is what it's called. Have you experienced any of that?
Yeah, and just to finish up here, because we are running out of time ourselves, but yes, everything you do in time running, every mob you kill, they'll drop some bronze and you'll keep building up that currency. And then there's these bazaars that are located in almost every zone that you go to, and the bronze dragonflight are taking care of those. And there's vendors there of all old gear, transmog, and there is so much there, mounts and pets and everything, toys. There's so much there. It really is a great place to visit, and you'll be able to, you know, build up that bronze and then spend that bronze on those transmogs as well. And something else you'll be able to spend this bronze on is upgrading your gear. So you know how you upgrade your gear with the flight stones in WoW retail right now. There's also a way that when you have an item there, you loot a chest piece, you'll be able to just upgrade that all the way up to item level 500 and something. So you will have just a great time acquiring bronze from literally everything you do, and then spending that bronze on transmog and upgrades. And you're not dealing with a million currencies like when you go to Forbidden Reach or, you know, play Dragonflight. There isn't. It's just bronze. Bronze is the currency. That's all you really have to worry about. So again, simplifying things. And I think that's, for an event like this, that's what you got to do.
Agreed. I'm excited.
I think we are all very, very excited here. And I'm sure we could talk way more into the day about what is going on with WoW Remix and what that means for the future. We will have to hold off for another day though, because we have run out of time here. But I want to thank Dusty for sitting in and talking WoW with us as usual. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Yep, it's one of my favorite things that I get to do. I saw it come out and I was like, first thing I want to do is contact Marty and Tom and see if we can hop on the podcast and talk about it. So,
and you can find Talking WoW in the places that you do. We're on YouTube, we're on social media at Talking WoW. Leave us a message, let us know how you feel about this. We would love to hear from you. I've been Tom.
I've been Marty.
I've been Dusty.
And we've been Talking WoW. Lokta Uga.
Thanks for tuning in, champion. Did you enjoy this episode of Talking WoW? If so, why not drop a review on your podcast catcher of choice, or leave us a comment? You can find Talking WoW on Twitter or YouTube over at Talking WoW. Hope to see you again soon!